The $25,000 approved on Thursday night is added on to a $95,000 budget item for the Historical Society. So, all told, the city is sending $120,000 to the Historical Society and its museum. The Society has asked for that amount for the last 4 years. Last year, it received $102,000 in bits and pieces throughout the year. Executive Director Bob Mettinger says the funding request is essential to the future of the museum.
The base funding from the Assembly keeps our core professional staff. And then we're praying we have a good year with the shop and our door income. But we absolutely, the board and myself personally, we're working on a serious fund development effort and plan for philanthropic giving in this town to help us long term. So we are doing everything in our power to stay stable, have enough in reserve so we're not struggling from year to year. But, I mean, I'll just tell you, our curator is our number one position to keep a professional museum going.
The money approved on Thursday was taken from a larger pot of cash that's annually given to various nonprofit organizations in Sitka. That funding has been questioned during the Assembly's budget debates. Assemblymember Larry Cruz, who initiated the fund move, says nonprofits serve an important role in Sitka, but that the Historical Society, itself an independent nonprofit, is an integral part of the city.
You know, we have priorities of how we fund. We've got police, fire, and roads, and then to education. And I think museums should fall into that category, and then it should be going into the nonprofits and that.
Hi, it just leaves me dumbfounded when I hear not funding the nonprofits.
That's Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett, who at the first budget meeting in late April said she would fight efforts to take money away from the nonprofit pool. And on Thursday night, she reiterated that Sitka's nonprofits serve the city's underserved populations, and that the amount of money the city distributes to those groups is then used to attract larger grants from out of town.
A lot of those grants, and a large percentage of the grants, are not available if you cannot show community support. If you cannot show that the city realizes your value, then you're not going to be here. And I'm just wondering who you think is supposed to take care of the people who are less fortunate than us. And there's a lot of them out there, and it's kind of amazing how many there are.
Hackett says she's a supporter of Sitka's history and that she'd support moving the money from somewhere else, but not from nonprofits.
I support the nonprofits. I do it with my own paycheck, and a lot of people in this community do.
Mayor Cheryl Westover, who says the overall point of the pool of money isn't harmed by shrinking the size of the pool.
I don't think we need to keep upping the amount. I think we just need to show support. And there are some that we need to show more support, because if they weren't there, then we'd have to do the program.
Efforts were made to postpone the vote or to direct the administrator to find the Historical Society's $25,000 from a different source. But those efforts failed. And in the end, the Assembly voted 4-1 to move the money, with Hackett voting no and Mim McConnell recusing herself because the Historical Society is a client of her publishing business. So, all of that said, nothing is a done deal. The total $51 million city budget must still go through two readings at the Assembly table, where it can be changed before becoming final. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.